This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
Welcome to Inside Out Weight Loss. I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and together we're accessing and adjusting the control panel of your mind, body, spirit system, bringing ease and joy to your weight loss journey and fullness to the rest of your life. On today's show, a simple secret, easy daily practice to bring you both more money and a slimmer body at the same time. A special welcome to new listeners to this show. We're delighted you found us. First, know that Inside Out Weight Loss and the Renee Method are about much more than losing a few pounds for swimsuit season or your high school reunion. It's about waking up to the rest of your life. It's about redirecting that energy that's been spent in self-criticism, in feeling less than you could be. It's about letting go, not just of the weight and the obsession, but of letting go of whatever has been holding you back from life, from the things you love to do, whether you know what they are yet or not. And ultimately, it's about discovering, developing, and sharing your soul's gifts. How? Through the step-by-step program, the simple techniques, and the experience of listening to this show. Also know that there are multiple layers to each episode of Inside Out Weight Loss. There's the layer of the content, what I'm saying, what I'm explaining, but there's also transformative layers woven into the very experience of this show. There's what you learn consciously, and there's how you transform subconsciously just by listening from an open place, by listening with an open intention to slim down physically as you grow energetically, emotionally, spiritually. So sit back, relax, and transform into the you you dream to be. And yes, there is a thriving community built around Inside Out Weight Loss. The Yahoo group is accessible from the web blog at PersonalLifeMedia.com/Renee, R-E-N-E-E. You'll find a link on the right of the page to the Yahoo group, which has over 1,400 members so far. Support awaits you there. And now let's take those moments to drop inside and be alive. Notice your aliveness in your hands and in your feet. Notice the aliveness that almost defies explanation and measurement. And yet there's that quality of life that pulsates within you and through you. You can feel it in your hands. You can feel it in your feet. It's there in your inner wrists, in your nose, in your elbows, and your fingertips. It's certainly there in your neck and in your eyelids. Can you find where it's not, where there isn't aliveness within you? And if not, then notice that it's everywhere. It's throughout your body. It's in your right hand and your left hand at the same time. It's in your left foot and your right foot at the same time. It's in your neck and your hips at the same time. It's in your nose and your toes at the same time. All of you magnificently, unexplainably alive. And notice also that this aliveness within you, this aliveness that is you, that you are, is it still? Is it unchanging? Is it frozen in any way? Or is it alive? Is it moving? Is there a sense of energy to it, of change, of pulse? And if that's the case, if there is a sense of movement, of pulse to it, has that ever changed? Have you ever not had that aliveness within you, moving, changing, pulsing? Or is the very nature of life itself one of movement, one of pulse? And if that's the case, if your entire life of aliveness, there's been this sense of movement, this energy, this pulse within you, how easy it must be to change. How easy it must be to change the way this energy manifests and moves, to change what this energy creates. Could it be that our aliveness is taking form and shape in every moment according to the directions, the instructions that it gets? And if we were simply to change our instructions or our directions or our intention, how easily could this aliveness take a new form, a new shape, something perhaps that's never existed before? A you, could it be slimmer than you are today? A you healthier than you've ever been in the past? A you with more vitality than ever in this moment now? What if, it's kind of fun to imagine actually, what if your aliveness pulsing through you in this very moment is simply waiting to take the form and the shape that you envision? Since we're having fun here, gosh, what if we could just tweak the frequency ever so little and attract to us that which we desire in life? What if this aliveness were the vibration that they speak of in Law of Attraction? And simply by the slightest shift in intention, in vision, we could manifest that which we most desire, that which serves our highest good. I gotta tell you, I just love to play these what-if games. It's so much fun. And here's a final one for you. What if you purposely created everything that exists in your life in this moment? What if you took full responsibility for every aspect of your life in this moment, and by doing so realized the extraordinary power of creation that you do have and your ability to create that which you desire in future? Now, wouldn't that be cool? Ah, yes, but I digress, as I love to do. And I just want to share with you briefly a comment from a listener on Facebook. And she writes, I just wanted to thank you for Inside Out Weight Loss. I gained back about 30 of the 80 pounds I lost a few years back and needed to find a new motivation to get back on track and stay there. Your podcasts and meditations and LP tracks, I bought all three, have really been the foundation that has changed my life forever. In a year of great turbulence, to which you can attest, yes, I can, by the way, it has turned out to be truly fantastic. I'd be remiss to not give you credit for opening my eyes to look inside of me for the solution. Thank you so very much. And thank you for sharing. I just love to get messages like that. Thank you so much. Last episode, we continued our gain money, lose weight journey. And You know, what is not to like about that? More money, less weight. Unless you are a multi-mega millionaire and are naturally slender, I think most of us really like that. Gain money, lose weight. Gosh, what if every pound we lost, as I mused a couple episodes ago, made a big deposit of dollars into our bank account? Now, wouldn't that be a fabulous universe that I think I'd like to create if I could? All right, so we were exploring the common thread between financial abundance, in other words, money, and weight loss. And that thread is trust. Trust that all is well and all will be well. Trust that we'll always have enough, plenty in fact, and that we will never go without. How is this a common thread, you may ask? How can trusting that there'll always be enough help us create more money? Because we then operate from a vibration, in law of attraction terms, of abundance. We operate from an assumption that there is plenty. And therefore, when we have the new idea at work, when we have the new idea for saving money at home or for earning money through our entrepreneurial efforts or our efforts at our job where we're employed, then we have this confidence to express those and develop those ideas in a very practical and real way. And beyond that, if you believe in the law of attraction, we're raising our vibration to one of abundance, and like attracts like. From a weight loss perspective, of course, when we trust that there will always be enough, that means that we can always be relaxed, knowing that if we were to get hungry, even quite hungry, there would be plenty of food to satisfy our hunger, that we'd have plenty to survive with. I know that some people postulate that a fear of hunger is something that we get from our evolutionary story, where we were living mainly in times of scarcity up until about the middle of the last century, in other words, around the 1950s. In fact, interestingly, I was listening to NPR and they shared stories from the Depression, and one woman was talking about how they would change their sheets. They'd take the top sheet and put it on the bottom, only washing the bottom sheet once a week to save on laundry supplies. And then when that sheet wore out, they would cut it down the middle because it would wear out in the middle. And so the outside bits together to get even more use out of the fabric. And it's time to take a break now to support our sponsors. This is Renee Stevens, and you're listening to Inside Out Weight Loss on Personal Life Media.
Hey, this is Sean Daly, host of Green Talk Radio. Green Talk helps you navigate the maze of green and eco products on the market today and make smarter lifestyle choices at home and at work through informative and entertaining interviews with industry authors and experts, as well as executives from innovative companies around the world. Find Green Talk Radio on iTunes or at personallifemedia.com. Green Talk Radio, environmental stewardship through smart consumption. Green Talk Radio.
We're back now. Before the break, we were talking about abundance, making more money, and losing weight. And last episode, we began creating an anchor of trust. As a reminder, an anchor is something that's an instant reminder of something else, such as a song that takes us back to a particular time and place, or a smell that reminds us of a certain person. The anchor that we chose was squeezing our earlobe. If you're right-handed, it would be your left earlobe. If you're left-handed, it would be your right earlobe. Giving a little squeeze to our earlobe to take us to a place of feeling trusting, abundant, like there'll always be enough. Your homework was to think of other situations, trusting situations, where you felt wonderfully relaxed, comfortable, trusting, like all your needs you knew would be taken care of. Because when we feel like that, we are deeply relaxed, comfortable. And in fact, in many ways, it's the opposite feeling of nibbling around wanting more food. You could think of it as the absolute 180 degree opposite, which is, by the way, why we like it so much and want to cultivate it. So think of another trusting situation. We're going to build up this anchor even further today. And then I've got a fantastic, powerful exercise for homework that could literally transform your life. So go ahead and think of a situation where you felt delightfully trusting. And if you listened last episode and created that anchor of your left earlobe or your right earlobe, go ahead and give that earlobe a little squeeze right now as you think of and feel that feeling of trust. Think of a time when you felt completely trusting, or even pretend or imagine that you're a cat sitting in the sun, purring and relaxing with such delight. Or pretend that you're a baby cradled in the arms of someone who absolutely adores you. And the moment that they hear your desire for food, immediately food is offered. In many ways, perhaps it's like that now for most of us. In other words, the moment that our body requires calories, it has instant access to stored calories on our body, available 24/7, 365. So as you're feeling especially trusting right now, especially abundant and good, give your earlobe a little squeeze and then release. Now, think of another situation. Let's take one when you felt especially abundant. When you felt money just coming to you, perhaps it was a surprise. Perhaps you realized there was a good cushion in your bank account. Perhaps it was a time when someone gave you a gift you didn't expect, or you got a nice raise, or you had a good job, and you felt, yes, I've got plenty of money. Maybe even as a child when you had your lemonade stand and people just bought lemonade from you. And as you're in that place, feeling that feeling, notice what it feels like in your body. Notice how it feels in your heart space, how your aliveness feels. Does it feel expansive? Is this feeling warm or cool? Is there a movement to it? And as you enjoy this feeling, give your earlobe another squeeze. Hold it again to seal this experience into that anchor in your earlobe. And then release. Now, I'd like to add one more experience to this anchor. We're layering experiences to the anchor of your earlobe. Think of or imagine a time when you felt wonderfully slender. Perhaps you lost weight at some point in the past. Perhaps when you were younger, you felt very slim. You felt a certain way when you buttoned your jeans, or you put on your shirt, or you moved and you felt the strength in your body, and you felt slim and fit and healthy in a good way. Make sure this is a positive memory. And if you can't come up with one right now, just pretend that you can. Just make it up. Feeling slim and fit as if you already were where you want to be. You know that feeling in your body. Perhaps it's an ease of movement. Perhaps it's kind of a gap where there used to be flesh. And you feel that tightness, that slimness, and it feels so good. And as you're feeling that great feeling, go ahead and squeeze your earlobe again. Feel that wonderful feeling. Also noticing how this feels in your body. Expansive, perhaps. Is it moving, this feeling? Is it a lightness or a light? What is it? How does it feel? And as you linger in this feeling, as you savor its dimensions, as you really get to appreciate all the different aspects of it, Notice simply the parts that you like the best. Notice those parts of this feeling as you're holding your earlobe there that you like the best. And whenever you find a part that you especially like, squeeze your earlobe and notice how that squeezing expands the best. It expands. It's almost as if by squeezing your earlobe, you can pump it up. You can expand this feeling. And so as you find those bits that you like the best, you pump, expand, enjoy. Now, go ahead and release your earlobe. Take a breath. Take a break. Have I mentioned to you my idea of a positive news network? I mentioned this on Facebook and someone came back immediately and said, positive TV. Now that would be a cool, or PosiTV, something like that. That would be a cool name for a TV network. And another person told me about the goodnewsnetwork.org, where it is a portal for positive news. I was just reading an article on signs of life in the economy. Gosh, that makes me feel great. Anyway, now go ahead and squeeze your earlobe again, noticing how quickly and easily you can go right back into the very best parts of this feeling of trusting abundance. And as you sink deeper and deeper into that feeling, and you notice the parts that feel even better than you noticed before, your very favorite parts, give your earlobe a little squeeze to expand that feeling. Now, we're almost out of time here, but I'd like you to go ahead and release that anchor right now. And here's your homework. I want you to practice. That's right. I want you to practice this. I want you to squeeze that anchor, to feel that anchor, put your hand to your earlobe many times during the day and give your earlobe a little squeeze. And as you do that, I want you to bring up the feeling, which will happen automatically most likely, and you can also do it consciously, that feeling of trust, that feeling of relaxation and comfort. It will bring up that good feeling. Even if you're feeling really low, it will bring you up a notch or two. And if you're feeling medium, it'll bring you up to feeling really good. And if you're feeling really good, it'll bring you up to feeling really great. And I want you to practice this multiple times a day. In fact, I have one of those watches. It's, you know, a $30 drugstore watch that has lots of facilities on it, and one of them is a timer. So I set my timer once an hour to fire off my anchor to take myself in just a moment or two to a really good feeling state. Now, the interesting thing that happens, if you think about it, if you're doing this once an hour all day during your waking state, doesn't matter what you're doing, all of a sudden, the good feeling from the last hour starts to bleed into the good feeling from the next hour, and you find your mood elevated. It's a wonderful thing. And from law of attraction perspective, it's raising your vibration. It's attracting more good things into your life. And from a just life experience perspective, you get to feel better more of the time. What's not to like? Lose weight, gain money, feel good. I love it. It's a brilliant combination. How is it that I always run out of time in these shows and have to spill over into the next episode? Oh, well, I want you to practice your anchor once an hour, build up good feelings, and I'll tell you some more details about it next time on the next episode of Inside Out Weight Loss. That brings us to the end of the show today. Thank you for being present. Did you know that iTunes will unsubscribe you to your favorite podcast if you have 3 or more episodes that haven't yet been listened to? If there are 3 unlistened to episodes, iTunes will unsubscribe you. So you have to continue to remember to resubscribe to those podcasts that you like the most. But I have a great solution for you. If you want to make absolutely sure that you get each and every episode of Inside Out Weight Loss, go to personallifemedia.com/signup and sign up for weekly email notifications that will tell you the minute a new episode is available. That's personallifemedia.com/signup. And while you're there, go to personallifemedia.com/Renee and check out my blog, post a comment on all the great things I want to hear from you, like your abundance experiences, and link through to my website where you can invest in the powerful guided journeys to take you to the next level of naturally slender. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and I am on a mission to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet, enabling you to share your abundant soul's gifts. Join me as we evolve the world by evolving ourselves. Take good care.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.